Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. My mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Welcome back, everybody, to Journey Into the Light Radio. I love that song when that comes on, and it's a beautiful song by the group Alabama, and talking about angels. Ivory Angelic is our guest, the host of this hour here, so call on in, as Ivory in this show is going to be taking all readings for the whole show. So this is a great opportunity for the whole month when Ivory is on to, we're going to be doing free mini readings for the whole show. So a lot of times it's hard to get you guys in, all you callers, but this is your time. So call on in. 347-884-8245 is the number. And then press the 1 on your phone if you want to come and have a question. I'll be coming to you in the screening room, so please be by your phones. Okay? I can't put you on the air if there's no one on the other end of the phone. So there you go again. One more time. Press the 1 on your phone to speak to Ivory. Okay. So there you go there. And let's go to our phone lines and let's bring in Ivory to the show.
Well, hello there. Welcome, everybody. Boy, it's been a spiritual kind of a day. I spent the bulk of this day at another healer's facility, helping a very good friend who's been plagued by a dark attachment that's really affecting their life negatively. So it was a day of praying and trying to help them release that, which they were able to do. So it's been a very powerful day. And I'm hearing from more and more of my friends. Everybody's having, the ones who are light workers, the ones who are on their mission, they're having these big breakthroughs spiritually. Even people who've been on the path for a long time, they work in using their spiritual gifts every day. They're having big breakthroughs. So if it hasn't happened for you yet, just keep working because it's just around the corner for you. There's something going on right now that's just helping people break through old barriers, work through old pain, and it's a wonderful time for light workers. So with that, I will see if we have anybody waiting, then we'll go ahead and take that first call because that's all we're doing tonight is taking calls.
Okay, great. All right, we got a number of calls here on hold here, so we do thank you for calling in. And if you haven't called in yet, you can still call in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone. South Carolina and Terry, welcome to the show.
Hi, Terry.
Oh, it's actually Kelly, sorry.
Oh, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. I'm so glad you're with us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
So how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I work with a coworker of mine, and we've worked together for about 2 years now, and our connection is very deep. Like I can feel it, and I know that others can sense when we're around together. But unfortunately, we do work together. When we're outside of work, you know, we flirt, we talk. Not very often, but you know. Once in a while we'll text and he'll call me like babe or hun and things like that to make me, you know, think that he's interested. But then at other times he, you know, kind of backs off and it's probably because we work together. And, you know, I'm just kind of lost as to, you know, what to do and if there's anything that you can sense or see through this.
So what's your specific question? Do you want to know if something's going to happen with that person romantically?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is their first name?
Joe.
Okay, let me tune into this and just see. I can feel that energy between the two of you very strongly. So, there's a definite attraction mutually there, as you're well aware of. What I'm looking at, and it's just going to take a minute more, is like, is that
nothing
going to happen? Is that going to turn into something?
Mm-hmm.
It will, but it's a bit of time before that's going to happen. There was quite a long pause there. I feel like because work's involved, there's like a hand, a barrier put out there that's holding you both back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance you won't both be working together within a few months, and it's not a bad thing, it's just a thing. But it's actually a good thing for your relationship because then you don't have that in the way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sense that falling away. And,
yeah.
Sorry
to interrupt, but we're both looking, I mean, we haven't even talked about it, but we're just both ready for the next, like, step in our careers. We both want the same things and want to work kind of in the same area, and we've both been applying for Well, I know I've been applying for jobs elsewhere, and I know he started to do that last year, so yeah.
I actually feel like he's going to be the one to leave there first, but it's a good thing because, you know, it's always awkward. I've gone through this with having a romance with somebody I worked with in radio, and
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't
it's
last,
television here. Get, yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I worked in radio, and if it doesn't last or you have a fight, it really does affect your work. So I can understand,
yeah.
you know, kind of putting that hand up, oh, is this going to be accepted here? Is this going to affect
mm-hmm.
our jobs? But I see you two getting together, but I feel it a few months down the road. And like I said, I feel him leaving there. And that just kind of opens things up so you two can be together.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been sensing, too, just because, you know, we want to work in the same area and we want to do the same thing, but there's also not a lot of money to be made in this area, and, you know, that's the other struggle. You know, it's the hard part as well. And, you know, he has a roommate. I don't have a roommate, and, you know, a lot of his friends around here are young and still like to go out all the time, and, you know, so that kind of pulls him back a little bit too, I think. But
well, things something's going to change because all of a sudden that barrier's gone and I see you two getting together. So whatever's been making you hold back is no longer
mm-hmm.
there. So I see this being a good thing. I think you two will have a very good relationship.
Well, that's good to hear.
I'm so glad to help you with that. And thank you for calling in tonight. It's really nice to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you. You too.
You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We can take the next caller, Michael.
Okay, and just to remind the folks, if you're called in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. Now, we have a number of people called in. We do thank you all. And let's go next then, Alabama and Charlotte. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Charlotte. Welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you. And yes, I have had some breakthroughs. I'm still dealing with some things, but I've had some wonderful breakthroughs in the last
really?
Couple months.
Really? Oh,
yes.
I'm so happy. I'm hearing about visions and visitations and
yes.
heart chakras opening and people finally moving past old trauma. It just makes me so happy when people I care about are having this kind of growth, a spiritual growth. So it really, there's something in the air right now, something in the energy.
Oh, yes. And now to my question, though, which is about one of the strange breakthroughs. My friend John, we are close, but we've had some issues this year. And right now it's weird. We're still close, but he hasn't been calling me. I know he was going through something, but I don't know if there's negativity around or he's trying to get it together or what's going on. Could you give me some light on that situation
sure.
or if things going to be okay with it or what?
Sure. Did you say his name's Don?
No, John.
John, okay. Just want
yes.
to clarify so I tune into the right guy. So let's see here. I feel anxiety with John. I feel this big distraction. This has nothing to do with you. I hope you know that. This
okay.
change, nothing to do with you.
Okay.
I heard the word financial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard the word financial. And it's really, but this is whatever's going on is just really bothering him, but it's distracting him, and he's not sure what to do about a situation. But I just wanted you to know, because if it was me, I'd want to know. It's not you. It's not change in how he feels about you or anything negative about you. This is all like his struggle right now. Bad choices made in the past, it's now caught up with him. And he could
yes,
deal with it.
Karma.
He could deal with it for a while, but it's all catching up to him. So this is like his this can be a big breakthrough moment for him. He's going to have to deal with it. He has to go through it. He can't avoid it anymore. It's at that place where it's right in his face. So send him prayer, send him support. Let him know you're there if he wants to talk. But he's really got to deal with this on his own. He's not dealt with it ever, really, is what I'm hearing.
Yes, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. And do you give private readings?
That's what I do for a living. I have a business, and so I'll give that site. It's ivoryangelicmedium.com.
I-V-O-R-Y.
Mm-hmm. ivoryangelicmedium.com. If you enter Ivory Psychic Sedona, I'll be all over the place.
Psychic Sedona.
Yeah, because I'm in Sedona. I'm the only ivory in Sedona.
Oh,
so,
really?
So if you look that up, you'll find me, and that's what I do. I do psychic readings, mediumship, spiritual counseling, and healing for people.
Okay, wonderful. And thank you very much for
my pleasure.
That answer.
My
okay.
pleasure.
You
blessings
have a good night.
To you. You have a great night, too.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And to Sharp. I just wanted to say to Charlotte and everybody else, if you want to take down Ivory's phone number, too, that might be easier for you. 928-282-2243.
I'm going to be honest with all of you because I'm not at my office all the time. Sometimes I do readings from home because I have clients all over the world. So sometimes it's just easier to do it from home. So the easiest way to reach me is always through my email. And it's not that I won't eventually get your call, because I will, but it'll be the next time I actually go to my office. So if you want to reach me quicker, it's ivoryangelic@outlook.com. Nothing wrong with calling me. I'm just, you know, I just don't want to set people up for a wait without letting you know.
Very good. Yeah, that's good. That's good to get out there.
A little bit of honesty here.
Always good.
Yeah,
everybody trying to help
like
out.
I don't like disappointing people. And I check my email all the time, so you can always feel free to catch me that way. And we can take the next caller, Michael.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Pennsylvania and welcome Pam.
I like Pennsylvania. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Spirit just laid its hand on the back of my head. I wonder if that's somebody for you. That's interesting. So
yeah,
they picked up my hair is long. They just picked it up and like let it drop.
Well, I have a lot of people on the other side. I've lost a lot of people in the last few years.
Oh, me too. It's so hard,
yes,
but
hopefully
you're at a place where you understand you haven't lost them. You can't touch them, but they can touch you, and they will.
I hope so. I'm two brothers, a mother, and a fiance.
Oh, no wonder.
But the thing is, I'm having a hip replacement December 9th, and I'm so scared. I don't have too many people around to help me, and I wondered if you thought it would be okay.
Yeah, it is, and I got to tell you again, I don't offer mediumship readings on this because mediumship readings are much more in-depth, but I'm also got to tell you, first it was that spirit touching my head and then dropping my hair, and now as you're saying that you're afraid in the surgery, spirit's coming in like crazy for you. These are all spirits that are love, that have an attachment to you from this lifetime. So they're all gathering around you. I feel your angels coming in. They know how you're scared and how you're feeling. You are definitely not going through this alone. Now, I'm going to tune in on this date and just see for this surgery and answer your question, but I couldn't not tell you that.
Okay. Thank you for that, though.
Oh, you're welcome. I would never hold back on that because they're doing it, so I'll tell you. It's not for me. It's only for you.
Thank you.
Your surgery is going to be fine. I actually feel like this huge relief afterwards, like you feel better than you have in a long time.
Oh, I hope so. I've been miserable.
Oh, bless your heart. Is it your left hip?
It's my right hip.
Is it? Okay. Because all of a sudden I was feeling it on my left, but I have issues with my left hip, so that's why I wasn't sure. not getting a hip replacement. I just overdid something.
No, it's just been terrible. It was delayed once, so I'm just hoping everything goes through good this time.
It is. I feel like there's something doesn't go quite smoothly at the beginning, but your surgery itself is just fine. And then there's that great sense of relief from you afterwards, and it's not just that it's over, it's an increased well-being sensation. So I think you're actually just going to be so glad you get this done, and I want you to remember as you're going in, as things are getting closer, try to feel all this loving spirit and angels around you, because I could almost not breathe or talk. It was so powerful when they all came gathering in. And it's only so I'll tell you, so you know.
Yeah. Well, my fiance was an orthopedic, and I've been just wishing he was there to do it. But he's only.
Everybody's there with you. You've got a big spiritual team going with you, and I'm going to add my prayers for you on that day. But I will expect next time I hear from you that you say it's over, it's done, and you're feeling pretty darn good.
Good, thank you. When you said something goes wrong in the beginning, what was that?
Not wrong. I feel like it doesn't go real smooth. Like there's maybe a little delay, like a delay in something. And then it happens, and the surgery itself is all fine.
Oh, okay, good.
So nothing at all wrong with your surgery, but there's something that doesn't go as smooth as it could leading up to that.
Okay.
It could even be the prep stuff, like when you go to the hospital and they're getting you ready, there may be a slight delay with something, but just do some deep breathing, do a little bit of meditation. You can get yourself so relaxed, you'll astound the staff there. I promise that.
Okay.
All right? You're going to be fine. You're going to be good. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
We can take another caller now. That's
okay.
Good.
An all mini reading show here with Ivory Angelic. We're going to go to Florida and welcome Latina to the show.
Hi, Latina.
Hi, Ivory. How are
you? Hi. Very good. How are you tonight?
I'm good. And taking in all those energies you were talking about.
Which ones, the angels and the spirits coming through or the big change happening for people?
Everything. Just being open to it and feeling it in me and in the change that needs to occur in me. So being open.
Oh, good. It's happening for me too. You know, I worked in mental health for a long time, and I wasn't one of those people who tried to fix myself through working in mental health. I, had a ton of counseling about my own issues and worked on myself with workshops and workbooks and reading and self-help, just everything you can think of. And even now, still, I discovered there's still, a little something for me, and I'm working on it. Somebody's been brought into my life who's like an angel for me and working on me, helping me with that last little piece, which is like a huge breakthrough for me. So it's just an amazing time. I'm in awe of what's happening to people all over the world right now. So I'm sure you came tonight because you have a question, and I'm wondering how I can help you tonight.
Sure. First of all, thank you, Michael, and thank you, Ivory, for both being able. I'm Michael for facilitating, and Ivory for lending your expertise. Thank you. I'm about to make a career change.
Okay.
And I just want to know what you see. See if you see anything.
That's pretty broad for a real quick reading. I'll see.
Yeah,
usually that's
I know.
Like something you got to kind of work into with multiple things.
The first thing
I heard was you're overdue. Like you were supposed to, you should have left. I hate to say that word should have. It would have been beneficial for you to leave your job earlier, make this change, a career change earlier, that you've known that there's something about what you're doing is not really what you're meant to be doing anymore. So what you're being called towards, is part of a mission for you. the pull is so strong. And that's not saying you're going to work in a spiritual capacity, but it is about your gifts, and everybody has their gifts.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do feel that I have a lot of gifts. And little by little, I know that once I leave where I am right now, that they will be revealed.
You've been using them in what you've been doing. I'm getting huge response on that. But you don't even know it yet, but you will. And it's kind of like for me, like I realized at some point that every career I had led to my mission. And if I had missed one of those careers, I couldn't do my job I'm doing now. And I feel like the same kind of thing for you. Like it was a step towards your mission. Now you're being led. It's time for the next step. You already know that. And something about intuition. Are you doing intuition development yet?
Yes. Yes. I'm working on my intuition.
Great.
Working on self. Working on unconditional love.
Oh, that's a big one. There's this whole thing. My mentor, Suzanne Wilson, who's an amazing medium, and she's the medium for this book by Roberta Grimes where she channels Jesus. And the whole theme of this book, which is embarrassingly escaping my mind because it's a worldwide bestseller, so shame on me, but the whole point of it is like if everything we do in life comes from a place of love, we can transform this planet. And that happens with each one of us. I truly believe that. Like when I read that, it like struck me at such a heart level that I know that if each one of us like thinks before we act, before we respond and say, is that coming from a place of love? Yes, then it's good. If it's not, you need to think about it a while till you find that place. So that's very powerful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I've been on that path. I've been on that path, and with everything that's happening and so much what I feel, so much light hitting the earth and a lot of issues, what I feel, a lot of people are dealing with a lot of issues and anger and getting, I feel this, getting rid of everything that has been stuck for such a long time, and I see that, and it's like that's where unconditional love comes in.
Absolutely. It's absolutely huge. Think about how we feel for our children and our pets, how we can have that's who we really have unconditional love for. Now, what if we were each able as humans to find that for each human on this planet? Think of the transformation that will occur if we can get to that place.
Oh yes, I'm putting it out there because I really do would love to see that on this planet.
I would too, and everybody is not going to get there at the same time. I believe it's not that anybody's better than anybody else in any means, but some of us are more awakened right now, and we're going to help other people awaken when they're ready, when it's their time, and
yes.
That's just how it's going to be. And so that's why you're feeling this strong pull like so many other light workers right now. This is a time of awakening for light workers to your mission because I know that's why Michael has Journey into the Light. That's Michael's mission, to get the word out there. He's helping so many light workers get their word out there so that so many people can tune in and have the shows that they can turn to and count on for somebody to help enlighten and talk to them and pass on messages. That's his mission. You're waking up to your mission, and you're not. It's undeniable. I will say, yes, every light worker has a choice. They can say, I don't want to accept my mission. Frankly, I cannot even fathom doing that, but I know it happens. But you're not one of those either, are you?
No, no, no. I feel like I'm already there, and I feel like it's home.
Mm-hmm. When you find it, when you're honing in on it, it just feels right. So your intuition's really good. I'm really thrilled to hear you're working on that, the intuition skills. That's going to serve you because trusting your own intuition And the other thing, and I, this is for you and for everybody listening, remember, I know I kind of harp on this because it's a big thing, but please listen for the words of your angelic guides because they're talking to you all the time. Don't discount them. Don't say, oh, what a weird thought, or why am I thinking of this now? Because it's not your thought. It's your angelic guide talking to you. So when you pay attention and you respond and you listen to that sage advice that they give you, the guidance that they're giving, they give you more of it. And it becomes more and more clear. And you're getting that too. So it's about trusting yourself because you already know the answer. You know you need to leave your career and you know you need to move forward, right?
Yes, of course.
It's the totally right thing. I see big things happening for you. I think the next year is going to be one of incredible blossoming for you spiritually, like you're going to be fully into your mission.
Sounds great.
I'm excited
for
you. You're welcome. You have a beautiful night. Hope to talk to you again.
Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste.
So, Michael, usually at this time, this is your part, and I stole your part last week. But since we already did contact information, do you want to do it again right now?
Sure.
I don't care either way.
Sure. Let's give that out here. I'll do the honors. To contact Ivory, I'm trying to feel the way tonight. my routine's been broken up. to contact Ivory, her website is ivoryangelicmedium.com, ivoryangelicmedium.com. Facebook is facebook.com/ivoryangelic. And I'll check out Ivory's other site, SedonaSoulSisters.com. And the email address, Ivory, is?
ivoryangelic@outlook.com.
Okay, very good. And
Sedona Soul Sisters is my business. I should say that because that's kind of confusing. I have three partners, all light workers, and the four of us started our own metaphysical center, Sedona Soul Sisters. So that's why I have two websites. I already had my Ivory Angelic one, but you can reach me through either one of those. They are equally wonderfully fine.
Okay, very good. Let's go next then up to the beautiful state of Montana and bring in Margaret.
Let's do. Margaret from Montana. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I bet you have snow up there already.
We do. We just got it today.
We had snow last week in Sedona. Is that crazy? We had white snow up on all the red rocks. It was looked like a postcard. It was so beautiful. Before my daughter in Chicago. I haven't lorded that over her yet. I got to tell her. That won't hold for long. So Margaret in Montana.
I didn't think it snowed over there by you.
It snows here. We're at 4,500 foot elevation.
Oh, okay. Wow,
yeah.
I didn't realize that either. Actually talked to Sedona. It would be a place I'd like to visit or live eventually.
Hey, you do. Sedona Soul Sisters, pop by. Let's meet in person. I welcome everybody. I'd love that.
Yeah,
so,
I'd love
I'm
that.
Sure you had a question for me. I just know it. I can sense these things.
yes. My question is regarding my employment.
Okay.
There's a dilemma here, and I don't know how to overcome it. So I'm kind of stuck. And
there was a little glitch. I didn't catch one word. There is a what here?
My question is regarding my employment.
I heard that.
There's a dilemma here.
And
I don't know how to overcome it, or even if I should.
Do you want me to look into whether it's in your best interest to try to overcome it? Or not to.
Yeah.
I already got it.
Yeah.
You should overcome it. So sometimes the guides are listening, whether I'm asking you or asking them. So they're already saying you need to overcome this. This is like something like a challenge that's for you to get stronger.
Okay. Yeah, like I put in a lot of hours and a lot of days consecutively. I have one day off a week, and I work 24/7, and it's a lot. And there's many obstacles, you know, and it's just, it's very taxing. And I'm getting a feeling like I need to go.
You're definitely going to be leaving there, but the situation is that there's something there unfinished. And the thing I heard early on, and I hate this because it's distracting, like you're talking to me and they're talking to me, so I'm like, no, I need to hear what she's saying. But they said it's time to stand in your strength, stand in your power. And I literally saw you, like, planting your feet and just, like, and so I don't know what that's about, but they showed me that and said that. So there is, like, because what I asked them silently was, does she have to work this hard? And that's what their response was. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of, yes, given, you know, part of what's going on here, yes.
Because me not having a clue about it, all I am is just like this vessel where the messages come through, and I they're not for me, so I don't get it, and I don't have to. It's not important if you get it. So is there anything else about that situation that you'd like me to look at?
Can you tell me, you know, how long from now do you see me leaving?
I was going to look at that, but I thought I'll wait and see if she asked that, so sure. I don't think it's very long.
Okay. Because, like, I'm thinking February.
I feel like you are ready to go right now, but I feel like you're going in 4 months. Like, you're out of there in 4 months or less.
Okay.
The energy started changing in 2 months, which would be about February. So I think you are looking and interviewing, but for some reason you're not actually out of there, but it's okay because how do I explain this? I can sense that you, like, see the light at the end of the tunnel. It makes it easier because you know it's coming to an end. Does that make sense to you? Because right now I feel like you're, like, all you're doing is working and you're getting very resentful and you're worn down. But when you know that there's an end in sight, it helps.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like that. I don't, you know, and I know that a lot of things that are going on around here are out of my control. I you know, I can't control it. So
you can only control yourself. So the one thing I will say, look at ways you can stand in your power, not be abused, not be used, not be neglected. And also, what lesson is there for you to learn there? Because once you figure out what that lesson is, you're out of there. Faster you learn, the faster you're out.
Right. And I get that. Totally get that. Yes.
I think you are very hard worker. You're very diligent. And so it's hard for you to draw the line and say no more. And yet they're abusing that. That's what I feel. It's being abused.
Yeah. So... Right, and you're so right, because I care, and, you know, I care too much, and that's my problem.
Well, now you're going to put yourself first, because if you get sick, you're not going to be able to work, you won't be good to anybody. So, that's something to think about, too, is you have to take care of yourself first. That's a hard lesson I've had to learn. I was sick yesterday. If I didn't take care of myself yesterday, I would have been in no shape to go help my friend with a dark entity and be here to host my show today and do readings for people. So, you know, you've got to take care of yourself to be able to help others and yourself. And it's not just you. I feel like there's somebody else that you take care of.
Yes. Yes.
So,
and I do home health, so... And I also have a daughter.
That's what I meant. It was a person, a dependent, is what I was feeling. So,
so
that's what
I
mean.
My shoulders. Yeah, lots to consider.
It is.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be fine. I can feel you've got really good, strong energy. Just don't let people take. You know, it's good to give, but you got to have your balance. And so when you find it, you will be standing in your power again. I know that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Have a beautiful
night.
And
I'm checking out your websites, too. And I will come see you. Get over that.
I would love it. Even if people just want to call me and let me know you're in town and we'll have coffee or sit and chat,
yeah.
I'd love that. So that'd
yeah.
be fun.
I'd love to develop my gifts as well. So, yeah, that's something I'm really looking into.
I do that through Skype and phone, too, with people all over the place. So take a look at that, too, and see what you think.
I'm
honored to help you with it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You too. And Michael, you do the same.
All right. Take care. Keep warm. All right. Nice to hear from you.
That's been a challenge here. This is the first day in weeks I haven't been freezing constantly. I look like a bag woman right now. I'm wearing so many layers of clothes. With nice hair and makeup, though.
Of course. We wouldn't think anything differently than that.
That is the truth. I think we have time for another caller, maybe two.
Yes, let's go to Arkansas and bring in our friend Lamorla to the show.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I was actually taking some notes from your last caller because my questions are similar.
Oh, it happens that way. You know, they call that piggybacking, where like somebody calls and they ask a question, and it's for you too. And I bet there's probably 100 other people out there who it's also for them. It's so interesting.
It was. It really was. Because I guess I was like, oh, God, I need that.
Well, it didn't answer all your questions, though, or you would have hung up.
Right.
So how can I still help you?
Last week at my job, I called my a person that was a couple of higher ups in my supervisor and asked if I could be transferred or put up under leadership of someone else because this is really, really toxic. And so just want to know, what do you see happening there? And if there's any specific way that I can use my healing abilities to help the situation?
I'm hearing you're not the only person they've been hearing in upper management complaining about the supervisor. So it's really good.
It's very
because
true.
It's opening like the their thing. Eyes to the situation.
Yeah.
I do feel like you're going to get what you requested, that you will be moved to a new department, a new supervisor.
Okay.
A new supervisor. And then
yes.
What was the last part of the question? Sorry, I was getting information in. It was one of those times that it was impossible
okay.
to focus on both.
No problem. Is there any way I can use my energy healing gift currently at work to help the situation?
There really is. You know, when I tune into that, a big part of it is trying to make sure that everything you do in this situation is as non-personal about this current supervisor as possible. They have very low
mm-hmm.
self-esteem issues, and
right.
they overcompensate by being bossy and controlling. So
yeah.
they have very poor self-esteem, and this whole situation is going to hit them very hard. So
okay.
I don't want them to retaliate against you in the time you have left there. So
sure.
Just kind of taking it in and just being really neutral, really calm, and I would keep words to a minimum and keep a very calm expression on your face.
Okay.
Do not let them goad you into any kind of argument. Just pretend like you didn't, you know, if they say something negative, just pretend like it didn't even happen. And because I think they're going to try, they feel immature emotionally.
Right.
Me. So
exactly.
they're going to try some immature behavior that could reflect badly on you if you were sucked
right.
into that part of it. So just keep it real calm, you know, act like nothing's wrong, be very pleasant, but minimal speaking right. to that person. And is there somebody else involved in it who's like their friend? That you have to deal with? Because I feel like they've got
yes.
a compatriot. Same thing with them, too.
It's two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing with them, just like nothing's wrong, and, you know, you have nothing wrong, nothing, no problem with them. It's just not, the truth is, it's not a good energetic fit, right?
At all.
That's the fact. Yeah, it's not a personal thing when you really look at it. It's an energetic
right.
mismatch, just like when somebody dates and then you realize it's not a good match, we need to move on. Same thing, that's not personal about them. It's
right.
facing a fact, and so just realize your time under this person is very limited at this point. So it's coming
awesome.
To an end, kind of like
wonderful.
The last caller, it's coming to an end.
Yes, I'm very similar, yes, okay.
Yeah, I see the similarities, what you're talking about. Except yours is like more of a toxic environment situation.
I mean, extremely.
Yeah, I can feel it in my solar plexus. I always get this feeling like a knife going in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you were wise. You would either have to move to a new supervisor or
mm-hmm.
leave the company. It's that bad.
Right.
So if it comes down to it, make sure those upper management people know that if you can't be moved to a new supervisor, that you will have to leave the company because it's just that
mm-hmm.
bad
mm-hmm.
for your health. And your mental,
I mean,
emotional,
really.
Physical, it's damaging. I can't see exactly what's going on, but I can sure feel it, and it's not good.
Yeah, right.
Bless
yes,
your heart. I'm so sorry
that,
you're dealing
yeah,
with that.
Thank you. At least there's some hope there. Thank you.
There is, and you were brave, and you were true to yourself, and you stood in your powers. So way to go.
Okay. Thank you.
That's me giving you a little standing ovation.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. You're welcome. You have
okay.
a great night.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we can take another caller.
Okay, let's go to Ohio. We're going to bring in Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Did you give up all hope and go to sleep?
No,
I'm teasing you.
No, not
Patricia,
yet.
How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I would like to find out and ask. I feel a feeling and sensing intention of men from there around me. I'd like to find out. I want to connect to my life partner to find out what I can do to connect to him.
Okay, so do you know who he is, or just you're trying to draw him in?
I'm just trying to draw him in. I don't know who
okay.
he is.
Okay, so let me look at this here. I can feel him circling around on the outskirts of your awareness. I also feel like there's not enough room for him, like maybe the awareness of attention from other men is taking too much of your attention. So that comes back to, like, how do you do this? So,
I'm sorry, you're asking me?
No, I'm not. I'm tuning in and just reading psychically to see what I get, because that's a lot of, without knowing a name to tune into, it's just like
right.
every man in the world trying to like sort who it
yeah.
is and what, you know, what you can do. So I'm just getting quiet and tuning into that. A big part of this, like your awareness is so big right now. I'm going to bring your awareness in. This person, I can feel that they're not far away from you, which means they could come in at any moment. But one thing that will help you really focus and be able to feel this person's energy when you meet them, because that's going to be an important part of this, is meditation. And so are you doing that already?
I have not done it within about a week or so.
Every day that you can, start your day with about 10 minutes of it. But it's really important before you start your meditation to set an intention. And in your case, it would be, I am doing this meditation to bring my life partner into my awareness as soon as possible, to make space in my life and my heart and bring them into my awareness. And then do your 10 minutes of meditation. That is the time, that and when you're sleeping, that you're most likely to see them, get a message about them, hear something, get some kind of messages from your angelic guides as to what to look for. Because for me right now, they're circling out there and I can't get a pin on them. But I feel like you need that focus. So ask for your angelic guide's intervention with this. You've got a lot of distraction, and so we're going to try to narrow down that distraction and leave your awareness open so that when you meet this person, you know it. Otherwise, you might be so distracted you don't even realize you've met them.
Okay. All right.
All right, but I think that they're coming in soon. So the sooner you start your meditation and keep up with that. The other thing, too, just a reminder to you and everybody, if you don't ask your angelic guides for intervention, they won't intervene because they're going to let you have your free will. So if you want them to intervene, and I feel like it's necessary in this case, specifically say, I want you to intervene for me and do this. And it will be, help me find my life partner as soon as possible. Help me meet them and recognize them as soon as possible. Because it feels to me like you really are ready.
Okay, all right.
I'm happy for you. Excited.
I'm encouraged and happy for myself. It's been a long time in the process.
Well, just keep praying and asking for that intervention, but a little, 10 minutes of meditation every day can do wonders when you start with the intention, okay? So
all
feel
right.
free to call back. I'm going to be doing nothing but mini readings for the whole month of December on every show on Sunday. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to call in, and if you have an update or another question, just let me know.
All right. Thank you very much. And
you're
thank
welcome.
You,
it was good to talk with you.
Have a good evening.
You too. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. As I said, I'll be back next Sunday. It'll be another all-mini psychic reading show. Merry Christmas to all of you, and happy holidays. I like to give a gift back and help as many people as I can. So have a beautiful, joyous week.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ivory, for a beautiful show. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week, my friend. And as Ivory is saying, don't miss next week's show. We're going to do it all over again, taking your phone calls. It was a great hour. I want to thank everybody for being here. And remember, I'll be back live tomorrow. We'll crank it all up, start it all up again tomorrow early, 4 o'clock in the afternoon here, 5 o'clock Eastern. So 2 o'clock on the Pacific time. So join us. We'll have shows all evening. Don't forget about our psychic roundtable tomorrow. That'll be at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have on really, this show has been really doing just great. I mean, I'm so enjoying it because we have on Chuck Bergman, Marilyn Pasek, our angel lady, and joining us this week is Sherry Brown. Who came back to Journey Into the Light, has been with me for a number of years. All three together that you can talk to. That's tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 Central, 6 Pacific, tomorrow night here on Journey Into Light. We just have a lot of laughs, too. We really do, and it's really good. I love the laughter because it's the best medicine that I can send out to all of you without even giving you a single prescription. How about that? basically what I have, all I have for you guys. And so have a great evening, what's left of it here. Got a number of hours, so enjoy it. Much love to all of you, and thanks for listening to the show, Journey in the Light. Love you all.